A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. I am welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We started looking at the subject of overcoming the sepulcher, the stone, the seal, and the soldiers. We started looking at these yesterday. Our test was taken, and we are still looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 27, from verse 62 to verse number 66. Hear what the Bible says in verse 66. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Four things that the enemy plotted to use to hinder the resurrection of Jesus. The Pharisees said he will not rise, but the disciples are planning to come and steal his body away and claim that he had risen from the dead. And so they negotiated with Pilate, the governor, and Pilate gave them the authority to go and make the sepulcher sure, set a stone and seal the stone and put soldiers there. These four things didn't expect Jesus to rise. The power of the grave did not expect Jesus to come out of that grave, come out of that sepulcher, but the resurrection power broke the power of the grave, destroyed the power of the sepulcher, and brought Christ Jesus out. We also said that the power of Christ's resurrection will go into operation on your behalf and break every part of the grave, every part of the sepulcher that is holding on to your life, to your destiny, to your family, your getting married, to your children, your being fruitful, to your business also, to your ministry. The power that raised Christ from the dead will break and destroy this part of the grave that is holding on to what belongs to you. The grave where what is yours has been interred, that grave is blasted open now, and what is yours is released to you. He has swallowed down riches, he shall vomit it again, and God shall cast it out of his belly. Whatever belongs to you that the grave, the sepulchre has swallowed, is released to you now in the precious name of Jesus. Number two, by the resurrection power, Jesus overcame the stone. They set or rolled a stone upon the mouth of the sepulcher, the stone. The stone is any weight upon your life and upon your destiny. Anything that is slowing down your movement, that is slowing down your journey in life, that is a stone. A stone is anything that is repressing your life, that is repressing your destiny, repressing your business. Many times you look at yourself and you tell yourself, I am more than this. You have this conviction that you are more than this, and you are putting efforts for your result to match up with your expectation, to be commensurate with those things that you anticipate and expect in your life. But despite all the effort you are putting in, it appears that your result is not commensurate at all. Your results cannot be compared with the effort you are putting in. You walk like an elephant. You eat like a rat. You have a very strong feeling, very strong impression, a very powerful vision of what you could become, what you are capable of becoming, and you are making effort to be that thing. But the stone is repressing you. That stone does not want your glory to be seen. That stone is whatever shuts you out of help. Remember, in John chapter 11, after Lazarus died, the sepulcher received him. The sepulcher received this glorious destiny, eat this glorious destiny. And the stone was rolled upon the mouth of the sepulcher or the grave to prevent help from coming to him. When a stone is rolled against your life and destiny, you are completely shut out of help, the possibility of help and assistance. Again, your case is closed and forgotten. Help is far, is without the reach of the man against whose life and destiny a stone has been rolled. This morning, I pray that every satanic stone rolled against your destiny will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. So the stone is anything obstructing your life, anything hindering or limiting your accomplishment in life, slowing you down in destiny, is a stone. It is preventing help. Mary said to Jesus, at this time, he stinketh. Don't bother to help him. He is beyond redemption. His case is beyond help. Your case is not beyond redemption. Your matter is not beyond help. Help can still come for you and help will indeed come for you. You will overcome the power of the stone they rolled against the sepulchre of Jesus to prevent him from coming out. That stone was rolled away. The Bible says, for an angel descended from heaven and rolled that stone away. A stone is anything that is giving you concern, any issue of concern to you. That is a stone. In Mark chapter number 16, verse number 3, in verse number 1, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, Mary the mother of James and Salome, they bought sweet spices that they might anoint the body of Jesus. As they were going, they had the major concern. In verse number 3, their concern was, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Who shall roll away the stone? Everybody needs help to roll away a stone. You need help to roll away the stone from the mouth of your destiny. And that help, the Lord will send it to you in the name of Jesus. Help to roll your stone. So the stone is issues of concern. Anything giving you concern, anything blocking your access to greatness, anything slowing you down, any weight on your destiny, it is a stone that is slowing you down, that does not want you to get to the place that God has destined for you, that does not want help to come for you. The stone, anything that is saying you are stinking and you are beyond help or redemption, is a stone. But that stone shall be rolled away by the power of the living God, by the power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. You may need some angelic help to roll your stone away. In Matthew chapter 28 and in verse number 2, the Bible says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Angel of help, angelic help to roll your stone. By the power of Christ's resurrection, this weekend and this month, God will send you angels. Angels in the form of men and men in the form of angels to roll away your stone from the door of the sepulchre. And as your stone is rolled away, help will be available for you. You will have access, gain access to help. You will gain access to promotion. You will gain access to fruitfulness and to prosperity. Your door will be opened because the stone will be rolled away. Doors will open and you will emerge. You will come out of that grave. As the stone was rolled away from the sepulchre of Lazarus, and Jesus gave a loud shout, Lazarus, come forth. The Bible says, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot. He came out of the grave. You are coming out of the grave. The grave is open. The stone is rolled away. So the stone that was rolled on the mouth of the sepulchre of Jesus was rolled away. That stone, it was a very heavy stone. An angel of the Lord rolled that stone away, and Jesus came out victoriously. So the sepulchre could not hold Jesus down. Neither could the grave. The power of the grave, the power of death, could not keep Jesus in the grave. Hell released, death released, and they gave up. The stone also gave up concerning Jesus. Every negative power, satanic stone, holding on to your destiny, they are commanded by the power of Christ's resurrection to let go of you, to release you now. In the precious name of Jesus, you are coming out of the grave. The stone is being rolled away now. Help will come for you in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, let every satanic stone sitting upon my life and destiny, sitting on the mouth of my destiny, on the door of my greatness, let it be rolled away now in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. That any satanic stone sitting upon my destiny, sitting and blocking my access, any satanic stone blocking the door of greatness, blocking the door of fruitfulness, blocking the door of promotion, let it be rolled away today in the name of Jesus. Let the stones be rolled away in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'd like you to pray for help. Help to roll your stone. Father, I receive supernatural help to roll away every stone of hindrance, to roll away every stone of limitation, to roll every stone of obstruction, every stone of rejection. I receive angelic help to roll the stones away in the name of Jesus. Let every satanic stone sitting on my destiny be rolled away. Let every satanic stone sitting on the mouth of my greatness, the door of greatness, be rolled away. Send me help from above Oh God, send me angels in the form of men, send me men in the form of angels to roll my stone away in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. I overcome the power of the grave, the power of the sepulcher, and the stones, satanic stone. I overcome you today in the name of Jesus by the resurrection power. I overcome the power of the sepulcher. I overcome the power of the stone, every stone shutting me out of help, blocking my access. I overcome you today. You are totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. I secure access to greatness. I secure access to prosperity. I secure access to fruitfulness. I secure access to glorious marriage. Access is granted to me. The stone is rolled away in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. By the resurrection power of Christ, every satanic stone sitting upon your destiny is blasted and totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every satanic stone at the mouth or the door of your greatness, the door of your getting married, at the door of your fruitfulness, at the door of your promotion, is rolled away today in the name of Jesus. Help is released to you from on high, angelic help to roll away your stone. Angels from God will descend and roll away every stone of obstruction, every stone of hindrance, every stone of limitation from the door of your life and your destiny in the name of Jesus. I declare you an overcomer today by the resurrection power. You overcome the sepulcher. You overcome the stone after the order of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral. 7:30 a.m. School of the Spirit holds, and by 8:30 the worship service starts. Don't miss it. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms: on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are around Ologunweru, join us at our worship center adjacent Food Co. by Atinuke Bus Stop, Ologunweru, and around Ring Road. Join us at number 2 Animashan Street before Teju Hospital at JB Bus Stop. Time in at these two centers is 9 a.m. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.